The Whole Truth About Fatima Volume 2 The Secret and the Church, 1917-1942. Frère Michel de la Sainte Trinitat, The Little Brothers of the Sacred Heart. Translated by John Kolorov. Introduction. At the heart of the message, the great secret of July 13, 1917. In July of 1967, in an article pretending to have some critical value, Father Roquet dared to write these stupefying lines: "However, what are we to say about the famous miracle of the sun, sick, of October 13, 1917? A good number of direct statements by the witnesses leave no doubt. Several hundred people were persuaded that they had seen the sun dance upon itself. No, good Father. To speak of only several hundred people to express the presence of at least 50,000 witnesses is not a legitimate use of understatement, a rhetorical device so dear to the ancients. It is simply a bold-faced lie, unless one is completely ignorant of the event. But, moving right along, let us examine only one curious objection which is of interest. Moreover," continues the editor of the theological journal Etudes, "an authentic miracle always has a precise, final cause. It is the confirmation of a dogmatic truth. Now the phenomenon of October 13th seems gratuitous. There does not seem to be any reason for it. It seems as though God is simply playing with the physiological laws of human vision. From the miracle to the message. What unbelievable blindness! Is our theologian unaware that since May 13th, the Virgin Mary had appeared 6 times to the 3 shepherds, and had spoken to them on each of these visits? Clearly, the dance of the sun was intended to provide a striking, incomparable, heavenly proof of the message's authenticity, as well as its extraordinary importance in the designs of divine providence. The revelation of the message and the accomplishment of the great miracle, prophesied 3 months in advance, correspond with each other and mutually shed light on each other. If the miracle is indeed the guarantee of the divine authenticity of the message, the latter confers on the miracle its whole significance as a supernatural sign." On June 14, 1917, after having questioned the 3 seers, the parish priest of Fatima was astonished. "It is not possible," he said, "for Our Lady to come from heaven to the earth simply to tell us to recite the rosary every day. Besides, the custom is well nigh universal in the parish." This is what disturbed Father Ferreira. At the time, he had some excuses. Having heard only a few isolated words of the message, he could not perceive the real importance of the events. Subsequent events showed in a striking manner that there is no disproportion in the mystery of Fatima. The wonderful dance of the sun, an event unprecedented in the entire history of humanity, is exactly proportioned to the unique grandeur and far-reaching implications of the message of the Queen of Heaven. As early as 1942, Cardinal Sir Gira, the Patriarch of Lisbon, had observed, "From the very first hour, the fervour increases, the miracle augments, the mystery develops. Fatima speaks not only to Portugal, but to the entire world. At the very heart of the message, the secret." One might ask, what, then, is the essence of the message? The message, of course, consists first of all in the words of the angel, as well as those of the Blessed Virgin in each of her appearances from May 13 to October 13, 1917. As we have already seen, they are so rich in significance and so salutary for our souls. However, for one who studies Fatima as a whole, and considers its implications in the light of history, the text of paramount, decisive importance is clearly the famous secret revealed by Our Lady on July 13, 1917. This does not sit well with contemporary writers, who seek at any cost to dispute its authenticity, or minimize its implications. Whether we are talking about highly placed church authorities or reform-minded theologians, the secret of Fatima disturbs them, irritates them, scandalizes them. This is the reason almost all of them are obstinate in trying to hide it under a bushel. This is true not only of the third part, still not revealed by Rome, but even the first 2 parts as well, concerning which they maintain a tenacious conspiracy of silence. In short, they would like to pass the secret off as something of secondary importance, utterly non-essential. Their efforts are in vain. For in the eyes of the average person, as well as in actuality, Fatima consists first of all in its great secret, because the Blessed Virgin wanted it this way. We will see more and more clearly that this text stands out as the central core, the heart of the message of Fatima. It is the central point, from which the light comes beaming out everywhere, the point of convergence for everything Our Lady came to teach us at the Covada Iria. Everything flows from it, and everything relates back to it. It is the summary, the synthesis of the message, coming from the very mouth of the Blessed Virgin. Our task, to comment on and explain the secret. Our task, then, is simple, with all childlike docility, with immense respect and painstaking attention, we must scrutinize and meditate on the heavenly words. We need not fear attributing too much importance to these words, secure in the knowledge that the Blessed Virgin is speaking to us, for our own salvation and for the entire worlds as well. Hence we will follow this great text step by step, contenting ourselves with commenting on it and explaining it. It will fill us with admiration as it unveils, little by little, the salutary and profound mystery of Fatima. The secret itself, by its profundity, coherence, and richness of content, bears the mark of its incontestably divine origin. For as we will see at the end of our investigation, the mystical, theological, and prophetic contents of the secret are alone sufficient proof that no human mind could have invented such a text. A unique and threefold secret. Later on we will retrace the historical circumstances of its writing down, and the drama of its publication, which has been interminably delayed. Now, however, we must indicate its structure, since this will serve as the framework for our own exposition. The secret, Sister Lucy writes in her third memoir, is composed of three distinct parts, and I shall reveal two of them. The first was the vision of hell. The second concerns devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The third part undoubtedly adds a new element. In reference to this text, it might be helpful to point out that the first part of the secret is generally identified with the vision of hell, the second part with the prophetic words of Our Lady revealed in 1942, and the third part has not yet been revealed. More importantly, we stress that there is one unique secret, revealed in its entirety by Our Lady in the apparition of July 13, 1917. It forms a coherent whole, the parts of which are very tightly joined together. Is it not remarkable that in the manuscript of her third memoir, Sister Lucy wrote the whole thing out, from the beginning which contains the description of hell, to the conclusion, and a certain period of peace will be given to the world, without marking a single division in the text? Basing ourselves on this fundamental unity and on the fact that Sister Lucy herself did not firmly indicate the precise plan of the secret, we will adopt the distinction that in our opinion brings out most clearly its three essential themes, the logical development of the whole, and its perfectly balanced construction in spite of its baffling appearance. To this point we shall return in some detail. Thus we will divide the great secret into three parts and a conclusion, which are all interlinked by a close connection and interdependence. The first part concerns the salvation of souls, the central idea of the second is the salvation of the nations and of Christendom, the peace of the world, while the third part undoubtedly deals with the preservation of the Catholic faith and the salvation of the Church. These three themes, which are joined by an indissoluble bond, reveal to us the extraordinary mystical, moral, political, ecclesial, and dogmatic implications of the secret of Fatima. Before commenting on it step by step, let us read once more this incomparable text, adding in subtitles corresponding to the various stages of our explanation, for the fundamental basis of these subtitles have a solid justification in reality, as we will also show. First part, Heaven or Hell. The Immaculate Heart of Mary, Salvation of Souls. As she said these last words, Our Lady parted her hands as she had done the two previous months. The reflection of the light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw what seemed to be an ocean of fire. At this point follows the description of hell. Is it not logical to believe that the words of Our Lady, commenting immediately after this vision, and proposing a supernatural lesson from it, belong to the first theme of The Secret, to its first part? Terrified, and as if to plead for succor, Lucy continues, "We looked up at Our Lady, who said to us, so kindly and so sadly, 'You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If my requests are heeded, many souls will be saved and there will be peace.'" Here, the dominant idea is that of the salvation of souls. Right at the outset, this first part introduces us to the heart of the drama of our own life, heaven or hell, for all eternity. And what must we do here below to avoid the one and merit the other? This is the most poignant danger, the most convincing moral exhortation, the most compelling appeal of mystical theology. The hidden and heroic life of the three seers, their almost obsessive concern with praying and sacrificing themselves to save the souls of sinners from hell, their vehement desire to go speedily to heaven, this along with the holy underscore death of Francisco and Jacinta will be the best commentary on the first part of The Secret, which all three lived so intensely. Second part, Gulag or Christendom. The Immaculate Heart of Mary, Salvation of the World. If my requests are heeded, Our Lady continued, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. The war will end. But if men do not cease offending God, another worse one will begin in the reign of Pius XI. When you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that it is the great sign given you by God that He is about to punish the world for its crimes, by means of war, famine, and persecutions against the Church and the Holy Father. To prevent this, I will come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart, and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays of the month. If my requests are granted, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, raising up wars and persecutions against the Church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, various nations will be annihilated. Here, The Secret takes on a political and prophetic tone, where promises and chastisements are mentioned and specified in their turn, depending on whether men obey the requests of Our Lady or not. It is the marvelous, but also terrible and dramatic exposition of the great design of mercy offered by God to the world in 1917, for our century, for the peace of the world and the rebirth of Christendom. Using this second part of The Secret, so packed with significance, we will find the thread connecting the events of the religious and political drama of 1917 to our own time, our own era burning with significance, in this year 1989. Third part, The Final Secret. The Immaculate Heart of Mary, Salvation of the Church. In Portugal, the dogma of faith will always be preserved, etc. Sic. Dot. Although the third part of The Secret has not been divulged, we can nevertheless make extremely probable conjectures about its essential contents. In this complex and detailed study of all the evidence, we have a sure guide, Father Alonso, who was the official expert of Fatima. At issue is the very salvation of the Church in the frightful crisis it has suffered since 1960, and the means of its miraculous restoration. This new stage in the history of our current era, even sadder than the preceding one, will be the subject of Volume 3. Conclusion of The Entire Secret, The Universal Triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the end, Our Lady concludes, "My Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, which will be converted, and some time of peace will be granted to the world. Tell the secret to no one." Francisco, "Yes, you may tell him." The secret ends, then, with the prophecy of a wonderful future for the Church and Christendom, which Our Lady announced to us in all certitude, it must inevitably come, regardless of what comes before. What mercy! Here is the source of our invincible and immense hope. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. We have only these words to guide us as a star, in this night which grows ever darker. Ave Maristella. The secret of the secret, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our final salvation. The secret of the secret, The soul of each one of the parts of this text, as we will discover to our wonderment, is the revelation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary as the sovereign remedy for all our evils, the final and unique salvation of our souls, our nations, and all Christendom, as well as the Roman Church herself. Such is the Holy Trinity's unfathomable design of infinite mercy, which wishes to give us everything through the mediation of this heart, which is so good, so holy, and immaculate. Let us state right away the conclusion in which our long exposition shall end, with the passage of time, as its prophecies are fulfilled each day, the great secret of Fatima manifests its immense importance more and more. It opens a veritable new era in the history of the Church. These words are not an exaggeration. For there is no question of a reform, a capricious dream of men full of themselves and their own work, but a sovereign and irrevocable decision of divine providence, revealed to the Church by Our Lady of Fatima, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. Cardinal Sir Gyres said, rightly, we believe that the apparitions of Fatima open a new era, that of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. When it is revealed in all its fullness, the great secret of Fatima will then be seen for what it really is, an unprecedented document in the entire history of the Church, a divine oracle without precedent, which by the transcendent heights of its heavenly origin dominates the history of our century, and surely future centuries as well. Our part is to understand it, to rejoice in it while giving thanks to God, so as to be penetrated with it and live it. May Our Lady of Fatima, the Immaculate Mediatrix, deign to give us the signal favor. Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. First part of the secret, Heaven or Hell, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Salvation of Souls. Section 1, Faced with the Only Evil, Hell, the Unique Remedy, the Immaculate Heart of Mary.